Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. Day three, and you get a third album review. How about that? I reviewed Tiwa Savage's Celia, Pata Rankings 3, and today we're taking it to South Africa.
The latest African album review is...
Like I've said before, August 2020 will go down in history as having some of the biggest African albums to drop. Enter Nasty C with the most anticipated project of his career, after getting the ears and respect of the hard-to-penetrate American music industry. It only goes to show how highly regarded Nasty C is. So, let me delve into Zulu Man with some power and see how much of La Puissance Nasty C shows on this project after his earlier 2020 mixtape with DJ Wu Kid titled Zulu. Zulu Man with Some Power was released August 28 under Universal Music South Africa. It has 20 songs, 58-minute runtime, 6 features that include T.I., Rolleen, Tellaman, Ari Lennox, Lil Got It, Lil Keed, multiple producer placements, and that's Blazing Beats, plus Jake One, Beat Butcher, Zeno D, Impala Drummers, etc. And Nasty C also produced some records himself. The album cover to Zulu Man with Some Power is quite interesting, fusing a natural Garden of Eden-esque purple and green that looks cartoonish, and Nasty C standing on a rock, shirtless by the way, wearing a traditional Zulu headband crafted out of springbok hide. And when you look around, it looks like Satan is clearly after him, wrapped around the branch of a tree as a snake. And looks like there's a crocodile in the water as well. The predators are all around Nasty C, I guess. Behind Nasty C is the tree of life with a thick trunk and some glowing, like, sort of light circles around. And it's just one of the most intriguing covers I've seen. And it tells a great story, so each time you look at it, you see something new. Fantastic detail and amazing work.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
King Shit opens up Zulu Man with Some Power. You get a highly assured delivery from Nasty C and a beat that variates from hard-hitting drums to a heavy, almost a cappella style to straight-up guitar licks. Nasty C narrates how much he has to overcome, well, how much he's had to overcome, and now he's enjoying the fruits of his work and perseverance. He's on his King Shit and boldly claiming the crown. Steve Biko sounds like a song that will do well amongst the younger crowd dominated by that sing-rap type of flow. Nasty C got that flow on lock though. He says he's so pro-black, he feels like the new Steve Biko. And if you don't know, Steve Biko is the late legendary South African apartheid activist. And yeah. Easy is one of the singles from this album that came out a couple of months back. It's easily in the banger territory. The sonic dominance of this song is case study worthy, honestly. His flow, that cadence, comes with some of the most epic control I have heard on a hip-hop record. I haven't witnessed a performance that good from Nasty C, especially where sing rap is concerned. It just came out of nowhere. I mean, the guy is good, but this song? When he goes more traditional on the verse 2, he killed it. Shout out to Blazing Beats on... the production, because that beat is fire, man. That beat is fire. Buku Box featuring Lil Got It and Lil Kid also makes a case for being the banger of the album. I reckon this song should do very well on the international front, especially in the US, because it has the DNA of a song the more in-crowd and younger hip-hop lovers would enjoy. Overall, it's an exceptionally good track made for the party scene. And the vibe there is so enjoyable, even me in my old age, I was like, yeah, this one goes it. I related well to the storytelling on the song Feeling, where he narrates his story and explains what drives him while making reference to how the world relates to him. The beat really had me there besides the storytelling, and it has a catchy bounce with some simple but catchy piano keys. Sometimes, I mean, that's all you need. Banging simplicity, and you've got a song that's probably going to be a hit and a timeless one at that. And of course, I do appreciate everyone that listens to this podcast. If you can help, go to motomotomusic.com. Top right hand corner, there's a PayPal icon. Click that and please make a donation. This is literally what keeps this podcast going. If you can, put a few coins just to help us keep the lights on, I would appreciate that. Motomotomusic.com, top right hand corner, PayPal icon. Thank you. There's a lot of soulful R&B charm on this body of work through songs such as How Many Times, where Nasty C addresses the people that doubted him and did not believe in him. Interestingly, I think this also relates to the cover, right? Remember how, like, on the album cover, he's surrounded by, like, predators and, like, people that might say something to him, but they actually want him to fail, things like that, or they're waiting for him to fall in the water, then they pounce. This song says a lot about that. Nasty C does explain that to get to where he is, he's failed numerous times and made mistakes and also has been through hell. And one incident or one aspect of his life that he continuously refers back to is growing up without his mom, who passed away when he was just a baby. Also in that soulful incline are other songs that include Sad Boys, Zone, Lose Some, Win Some, and a few more.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
The themes you find on Zulu Man with Some Power: life and sacrifices, success, relationships, sex, fame, race relations, emotional pain, enjoying life, overcoming adversity. But then again, there's plenty subject matter, seeing as it is a 20-track project. The sequencing on Zulu Man with Some Power was great. He left the more authentically South African side for later on in the album, and it was almost like just a token of appreciation, just to put stuff there. And that's tracks 17 and 18, and also two of the longer existing singles in There They Go, which has a video, by the way, and They Don't featuring T.I. for the tail end of the album. That's where you put them as tracks 19 and 20, respectively. Honestly, I don't know how many flows Nasty C is proficient at. Honestly, I just don't know. I lost count. On this album, he utilized so many different flows, and just that cadence that I mentioned, he's got tons of it. He manages to fit every beat uniquely, and it might seem like nothing. However, very few artists are that gifted to be able to flow differently on so many different types of beats as well, and just make it sound natural. Lyrically, Nasty C is in the upper echelon, the real royalty of hip-hop the world over. And I mean the world over. I'll gladly put him in top 10 worldwide right now and top 1 in Africa, basically. The young man is super gifted, and I won't begin to start looking at individual lines because there will be too much to dissect, and I really do not want this review to be that long. At the same time, I'm not that of a hip-hop aficionado to obsess over every multiple, simile, every punchline, and so forth. I mean, Nasty C is an example of when I heard an artist for the first time and I instantly believed in their potential, and he has not disappointed ever since. While Beatwise's Zulu Man with Some Power is full on international and world class, there is enough on the project to retain his Africanness and make clear linkages to his South African roots. He even enlists the help of South African acts such as the super talented Rolin, who he's worked with before, and Tellerman, both of whom are equally gifted in the vocalist realm. The overall feel of this album is as lyrical as it is melodious. I'd even say it is more melodious than most would expect, especially for a hip-hop album. Sonically, Zulu Man with Some Power is two things. The most compelling African hip-hop album to have a true worldwide appeal, and the most technically challenging body of work Nasty C has done in his career. Possibly his best. Zulu Man with Some Power is the one and only African hip-hop album I believe has a fair chance to win over the American market authentically based on skill. None of that like, oh no, he's good for, you know, for an African dude. No. Nasty C is good. If there was ever an African artist that could beat our American counterpart at something they created, it's Nasty C. The most obvious standout aspect about Zulu Man with Some Power is the level of musicality throughout the whole album. The mixing, the mastering, the song selection, the beats. Working with producers from the US, UK, Canada, South Africa. This is an international hip-hop album, like I said, and hardly an African hip-hop album in many ways. Add to that, Nasty C still has the most naturally gifted flow of any rapper I've heard in recent times, so he's hard to beat. Now, if there were any changes I would make to Zulu Man with Some Power, my only changes would likely be the length of the album. I think it was like, look, I do appreciate the level of work that went into creating this. 20 tracks is a lot. And I found myself skipping some to get to the next. And in all fairness, I love hip hop, but I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of hip hop out there. So I can see and actually appreciate how this project fits for a true hip hop lover, especially in the modern molds when I look at the younger crowd out there, maybe people in their teens and early 20s. So it goes without saying that Zulu Man with Some Power will have many undeniable anthems.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
My songs of the album are Black and White with Ari Lennox, Deep Pockets alongside Rolin, I keep on saying that, but whatever, that song's fire. Buku Bucks, Steve Biko, Zulu Man for the Zulu verse, which we've been waiting for years, and he killed it. And the opening track, Kingship. This album is a great body of work for the hip-hop lover. I would suggest this for the American hip-hop lover that wants to explore, I guess, an eased entry into African hip-hop without drifting too far from what they already know. Nasty C fans and African hip-hop fans of old are almost guaranteed to find something they love here, especially just the international feel of the album is gonna wow you. Zulu Man with Some Power is the album we always wondered what it would sound like if an African rapper broke into the American market. This is it. It's happening. This is it. Nasty C, Zulu Man with Some Power. Stream it or buy it online. Check it out. I think it's definitely worth a listen, and even if you're not really into hip-hop, just the quality of the music is going to leave you nodding your head in appreciation, like, yeah, some great work went into this. Anyway, that's it from me. My name is MJ Mwata, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. And this was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.